See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Sacred Singleness. I'm your host, Maddie, and today we're diving into something sneaky but so powerful, and it's distraction and busyness. If you've ever felt like the days just fly by, like you're always busy but not always fulfilled, this episode is for you. And I want us to picture this like a table, right? Like we're talking at a table. We're all sitting together, women, men, single parents, whoever you are. And we're going to be real about how the enemy uses distraction and busyness to pull us away from God's purpose in this season. So let's get into it. Grab your coffee, grab your tea, your water, whatever it is that you're drinking, some soda, because we're going to take our time on this one, okay? And let's start here. You know, we live in a world that never stops talking, right? Notifications, emails, group chats, DMs. It feels like the whole world is shouting for our attention. And in 2025, silence feels very awkward, right? Think about it. When was the last time you sat in complete quiet without reaching for your phone? And the enemy doesn't always have to tempt you with, you know, big sins, right? Sometimes all he has to do is just keep you distracted in order for you not to notice God's voice, right? So let's be honest. How many of us have sat down to pray and 2 minutes later we're thinking about laundry, what to cook for dinner, or that one text we forget to send? That's how distraction works. And it doesn't slam the door on God. It just slowly closes it. And so, you know, busyness, you know, that's another trick, right? Our culture glorifies being busy, the grind, right? The hustle, the side hustles on top of the main hustle. So if you're not exhausted, people act like you're not doing enough, right? But here's the thing. You can be busy and unproductive at the same time, and you can fill your calendar, run yourself ragged, right? And still be completely out of alignment with God's plan. Like, here's an example. You can literally be busy chasing relationships that don't serve you. You can be busy chasing money, but not peace. You can be busy doing church activities, but never actually sitting with God. And busyness gives you the illusion of movement without real progress. It's like being on a treadmill, right? You're moving, you're sweating, you're tired, but you're still in the same spot. And I use the treadmill because literally you're just walking in the same spot. You're moving and moving and moving, but you're not going anywhere. And let's laugh for a second, because distractions in 2025 are kind of like next level, right? You open your phone to check the weather, and somehow 45 minutes later, you're watching a video of a raccoon making pancakes. Don't lie. You've been there, okay? I've been there. I mean, at least I have. I don't know about you guys, but I have. And, you know, you'll say, I'll just watch one more episode on Netflix before bed. And suddenly it's 3 a.m. and you're bargaining, like you're literally with yourself. You're bargaining with yourself about how much sleep you actually need to survive tomorrow. Or how about you're on dating apps, okay? You said you give God space to work, but now you're swiping like it's a second job, you know, ghosting, endless small talks, disappointment, and your heart feels heavier than before. And these distractions are subtle, right? But they add up, guys. You know, hours gone, peace gone, focus gone. And this isn't something new, okay? This is, you know, scripture calls distractions out very clearly. Like with Martha and Mary in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, right? Where Martha was running around doing good things, but she missed the better thing, which was sitting at Jesus' feet. And Jesus literally said, Martha, you are worried about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Or what about Samson in Judges chapter 16? You know, he was distracted by desires and he lost his strength. Or what about in Matthew 13 with the parable of the sower, where Jesus said some seeds fall among thorns, which represent the worries and distractions of life that choke out the world or the word. I'm sorry. And distractions is not just harmless noise, guys. It can literally choke your purpose. So I'm going to talk to my ladies first. Okay. Because, well, you know, ladies first. But how many times have you gotten distracted scrolling through engagements and weddings online, comparing your timeline to theirs? And that comparison robs your joy, right? You lose hours and end up more anxious than you were to begin with. And my men, let's talk with you guys really quickly. I know the pressure is real. You know, society tells you if you don't have the house, if you don't have the car, if you don't have the money, you're not valuable. So you chase status, success, and work. And then before you even know it, busyness has become your identity. And my single parents, you know, us, right? I see you. You know, you're trying to balance your kids. You're trying to balance work. You're trying to balance bills, maybe school, maybe church. You know, your schedule is literally packed and you feel guilty that you don't have time for God. But here's the truth. God sees every small effort, and that whispered prayer while folding laundry, he hears it. That quick scripture before bed, he honors it. But here's what distraction costs us, right? It costs us our peace, because anxiety rises when our soul is overloaded. It costs us our peace and our clarity, right? If you're too busy to pray, you'll miss God's direction, right? It costs us our intimacy with God. You can't hear him if you never slow down to listen. And it also costs us our preparation, because if you're distracted now, you'll be distracted in your next relationship. And that disconnection will show. And let me be real, the devil doesn't need you to like fall into scandal. He just needs you to distract to live out your calling, right? He just needs you to be really distracted in order for you not to, you know, be able to live out your calling. And so what do we do? Like, how do we fight this back? And I would say, first of all, start your day with God. Even guys, 5 minutes, you know, a verse, a prayer, a song, you know, before emails, before social media, try to start your day with him. One thing that I do when I wake up, I'm not going to lie, is I thank God, you know, for waking me up and for letting me see another day. And I also ask him, you know, for my day to go peaceful and for it to go smoothly. And I pray about other things amongst it, but that's why I'm still laying in the bed. And then I get up and then I go to my bathroom and then I turn on my YouTube music and I start listening to worship music. Or I'm not even going to lie, sometimes I just listen to my own podcast, to be honest with you. Like, I'll listen to my podcast on the way to work, if not gospel music. But for the most part, I'm listening to gospel music. But even those little things help, right? It's not a straight Instagram or a straight TikTok, you know, that I'm trying to lean on when I first wake up. And another thing I will say is tech boundaries, right? Put your phone down during quiet time. Maybe even use a physical Bible so notifications don't pull you away. Put that phone on D&D. Find about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes of your time, 10, 15 minutes of your time just reading, okay? Or just, you know, just being in his presence. That's something that I do, you know, almost every night is just read a little bit. And if I'm not reading, you know, I'm working on something God related, right? Whether it's reading a devotional or reading like a chapter in the Bible, right? And then the Sabbath rhythm, right? Take one day a week, even half a day, where you step back from work and just rest in God, right? So one day that you're off from work, take it. Take half a day, you know, and just whether that's a Sunday when you go to church or whatever the case might be, take it. And declutter your commitments. So you don't have to say yes to everything, you know, but you need to protect your margin. And community, I will say community too. You know, have friends who remind you like, hey, you've been running nonstop. Like, did you take time with God today? Or like, have you taken a break? You know, small little shifts make a big difference, guys. It really, really does. And let's get a little interactive, you know, let's have a little talk and imagine we're all around the table right now. Okay. I want you guys to imagine that we're all around the table and I want you to think and even say out loud, if you can, what's the biggest distraction in your life right now? Is it your phone? Is it, I don't know, a TV show? Is it a relationship that is not, you know, bringing you closer to God? Like, I'm not saying leave your partner. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, is the relationship you're in distracting you or not bringing you closer to God, you know? If I looked at your calendar or your screen time, what would it say about your priorities? Right? And where can you carve out space for God this week? And if you're brave, I want you to write it down because the first step to beating distraction is naming it, right? I always say this in every episode. Name the struggle. Name the problem. Name the shame. Whatever the case might be. Always name it. Okay? And ladies, you know, I want to tell you your worth is not in how productive you are or how many followers you have. Don't let distraction keep you from hearing God's love. And for my men, you know, busyness is not a badge of honor. If it costs you your soul, slow down and seek him first. And for my single parents, you know, your schedule may be packed, but God sees the effort, okay? He'll meet you in the small moments and you don't have to do it all to be enough. You know, and the good news is you don't have to stay stuck in distraction, right? Like God is always waiting with open arms. Like the moment you turn your eyes back to him, like he's going to be right there. You know, Psalms chapter 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Because stillness isn't wasted time, you know, it's where your soul finds strength. So I want to go ahead and close in prayer. So let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank you for speaking to us in the middle of our distractions. Thank you for calling us back when we get busy and lose focus. Father, help us to slow down, to be still, to make space for you. For every woman listening, help her silence the noise of comparison. And for every man, break the chains of busyness that keep him from peace. For every single parent, give them grace in their packed schedules and remind them that you are present even in the chaos. Teach us to choose you above all else. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's all for today's episode, guys. And don't let distraction steal what God has for you. Don't allow it to steal your joy. Continue to pray. Continue to stay strong. And until next time, bye, guys. So until we meet again, have a blessed day. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
To break all these cycles. to break all the cycles, generational cycles, financial cycles, pain cycles, cycles.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.